Right now, however, let's talk about a story that's been in the news for the last 18 hours non-stop. Last night, if you were up late watching the Logies, you no doubt clocked a rather extraordinarily emotional and beautiful speech from now Gold Logie winner, actor Sam Johnson. You might have also caught him on Red Show this morning. Now, unlike the standard thank you speeches, you know, he didn't go ahead and mention everyone involved in the making of Molly, the telly series for which he won the award, really. He just went straight to the chase, straight to the thing that is most real for him, that's most on his mind, and that's his love for his beautiful sister, Connie, and his quest to raise $10 million for cancer research. I'm going to play you a piece of his speech right now. This is Samuel Johnson accepting his first Logie of the night last night.
My sister is succumbing finally to the perils of cancer after a three-decade-long tussle. And rather than rolling over, she's going out blazing with an attempted world record for the longest line of coins, absurdly. She's putting together a row of coins in the shape of a love heart, hopefully the biggest love heart this country has ever seen. I'd like to urge any family watching affected by cancer or not to join us in our quest to keep our families safe from the terrors of cancer. Loveyoursister.org. Please help us out. Or love your sister on Facebook. I love you, Connie. I love you.
You get the chance to meet Connie right now. Hi, Connie Johnson on the line with us.
Hi, Claire.
We just need to go to that moment, Miss Connie. Where were you when you heard that Sam had won his first Logie?
On the couch in my living room with a bunch of Love Your Sister Village volunteers, and the TV had just broken and we were madly scrambling to try to get the live feed on any device we could, and we all crowded around an iPhone and watched it. It was incredible, and oh, wow, I'm still shaking from it.
Connie, there's this sense of divine comedy in the whole affair, you know, just the irony of Sam just about to win and that the television breaks, but also the irony of Sam himself. He retired from acting earlier on, 6 months ago or so. He said he's not going back to acting until he raises $10 million for cancer research, and he is halfway there, thanks to you and your love, your sister Village. Do you think he'll stick to that now, Connie?
I hope so. I mean, at first I was quite dark on him. I didn't want him to retire, and I thought that he still needs to earn a living and everything, and while he's flying the flag for cancer research. But he was quite decided, determined. He wouldn't hear any of it. He had made his mind up, and I can now see why, because Love Your Sister is a good space for him. The Village is the right place for him, and this is where he needs to be right now in his life.
You've mentioned a couple of times this village that Love Your Sister surrounds. We're really talking about, for one, the 350,000 people who follow the Facebook page and have been very much involved with your world record-breaking attempt. It's called the Big Heart Project. Tell us about it.
Okay, so Sam got a world record for riding around the country on a unicycle. He rode the longest distance ever travelled on a unicycle. It took him 364 days. He did it back in 2013 and 14, and he raised $1.4 million for cancer research during that year. And ever since then, I've had this niggling, you know, sibling rivalry, like, how can I match that? And last year when I was listening to the budget, I was following it online, and government announced that they might be phasing out the 5-cent piece. And I literally heard a coin drop in my head, and I'm like, I want all those 5-cent pieces for research. So I did the math, and then I'm like, how can I convince everybody to give me their pesky little 5-cent pieces? We can turn every 5-cent piece in this country into little cancer warriors. How are we going to do it? So I thought we could break the world record for the longest line of coins in the world. and got online immediately, and within a few minutes discovered that that line, that record, is held by a town in Austria, and it sits at 75.24 kilometres. So I would need 4 million 5-cent pieces, $200,000, to break that record.
Where are we at now?
We've more than doubled the record, and we've had to change the venue to a bigger space to allow for a bigger heart, but it's actually grown so big that we can no longer lay them end to end because there's no stadium in the country
yes.
that we could get access to that had enough space to lay out that volume of coins.
Connie, so, it was a discussion my boys, my 10-year-old boys and I were having this morning, just the logistics of how you lay that many coins together. We were saying, do you stack them, you know, and so on.
Yeah.
They were also asking, as we talked about your story, Connie, they asked about you. They asked about, you know, what sort of cancer you had. And I told them what I knew. This through Love Your Sister, we've been following your project here on ABC Radio Melbourne on afternoons since the beginning.
Thank you.
And, oh, look, it's our pleasure. And we know that the reality is you've lived with cancer since you were very young, and this particular stage of your cancer journey. Now it's been 7 years since you yeah. were given 6 months to live.
Yeah.
So you've undergone a double mastectomy, radiation, chemo, countless medical procedures. And after trying every which way, you decided recently to cease your treatment. Tell me about, I understand that's correct. And I want to know about how the village have sustained you during that time.
Look, it's been a very hard time for me, but and incredibly difficult for my children, for my family. It's as anybody who's going through cancer knows, their biggest fear is that the cancer would spread and that they would get worse and worse news. We're living that nightmare, and we are so lucky to be surrounded by a village of loving, supportive, caring people who share our goal to have a cancer-free future for everybody.
Mm.
And this heart is like a heart-shaped wishing well where you can throw your coins in and make your wish about what cancer you want to be gone and think about and envisage a world where cancer no longer tears our families apart.
Connie, you have two children.
Yes, I do. 9 and 10, two boys.
Two beautiful boys.
Yeah.
For you, do you feel that this Big Heart project and the world record that you're setting, you've already well on the way to setting, is this part of the legacy of courage that you want to leave for them?
I think that legacy with family is very different to legacy at work. My legacy with my family is that I like playing board games with Willoughby. I like watching Hamilton play, get better and better on his unicycle and his skateboard and his scooter and his bike and encouraging those interests and sharing the little moments because that's the stuff I remember from my childhood, and I really want them to have those fond, just normal childhood memories with their mum.
Those anchoring points.
Yep.
Connie Johnson is our guest on Afternoons. She is the inspiration behind loveyoursister.org. That's Sam Johnson's charity and, Connie, your charity, and now the charity of many, many who have contributed. And we can all contribute. We can help get Sam Johnson back acting. Raise that. It's imperative.
So 10 million to get Sam back on the screens, and we're hoping on the day to make this heart a $1 million heart. And you can get involved by coming down if you live in Canberra. It's at the Lynham Netball Court from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The first coin gets laid at 8, but you can come earlier for coffee. And if you want to get involved in your community, you can make a heart in your school, your community, your workplace. Make a heart as big as you can with all the coins you can collect and post that on our social, and there will be a live feed from all the hearts from around the country streaming all day at the big event in Canberra.
It will be an extraordinary day. Now, coins are basically, it's $2.90 a metre of 5 cent pieces, and you can also do what we've done here on Afternoons. Connie, I'm not sure if you knew this, but, you know, I was new to broadcasting last year and I kept getting on air and instead of saying good afternoon, I said good morning. And it was becoming a thing. So I said, for every time I do it, we're donating a dollar to Love Your Sister. I think we've donated. We've now, you know, got quite a few metres clocked up in your love heart. So we're proud of that. Anyone can contribute just by going to loveyoursister.org. And we'll be keeping everyone updated about how it all goes. Now, Connie, have you had the chance to speak to Sam today? How's he coping with last night?
He was remarkably calm. We spoke from about 2 till 5 in the morning. And he was remarkably calm, getting ready for a big day today. You know, we chatted about the thrill of it all, but also about, you know, how we can use this amazing opportunity to make this heart even bigger. And, you know, it's funny because he dedicated the Logie to me, to Love Your Sister, to our village. And there's something just under the surface of all that, and that is that my little brother just won a Logie, two Logies, a gold Logie.
And the Logie.
Oh, my gosh. Like, who does that? My brother.
Yes, your brother does. Yes, indeed. Look, you know, we all know that darling Molly kind of hijacked the gold Logie speech last night. Do you think there's anything Sam would have liked to have said that he didn't get to say?
That was the first thing he said on the phone to me is, you know, I didn't get to say what I wanted to say to you, Con. I didn't get to thank the village. And he was quite upset about that. But, look, I think both Mollies deserve the Logie. You know, Molly has lived a wonderful, amazing, country-changing life. And
world-changing, yeah.
Yes, and that gave Sam very good material to work with. Yeah. When he was then portraying his character. So I think both Mollies deserve the gold. I think it was great that he was up there, and we're going to treasure that gold hat forever.
Absolutely will. Well, all of our big-hearted love to you. Again, everyone, get involved. Loveyoursister.org if you can, your schools, charitable organisations that you work for or just in your street, in your suburb, everyone can contribute to this love. You know, this love project, really.
Big heart love.
That's it, buddy. Now, Connie, music. I don't want to let you go without giving you the opportunity to choose what we like to call our pep in your step song for anyone who's forgotten. That's where we just play a song that puts the inspiration into your afternoon. Tell me, if you could choose a song that will put a little roar in all of our hearts, what would it be?
It'd have to be Katy Perry's Roar.
What does this song mean to you, Connie?
It's just about the strength that we all have inside us, and once we tap into that, who knows where it'll take us.
Ain't that the truth? It's been wonderful to talk with you. Thank you for making the time, Connie Johnson.
Thank you so much, Claire, for your ongoing support.
Anytime. Gorgeous Connie Johnson there, sister of Samuel Johnson, the woman to whom the Gold Logie of Australia was dedicated last night. And again, the organisation is loveyoursister.org, or you can find them on Facebook. Here is her choice, Roar, with Katy Perry on the mic.